would fly like birds on high, then straight to her arms I'd go sailing. It's far beyond the star, it's near beyond the moon. I know beyond a doubt my heart will lead me there soon. Beyond the shore we'll kiss just as before.
WMFO Medford.
Thank you.
You are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Haley. I am your duty for the next hour. I have a special guest.
Does this work?
It does work. Can you hear it in your ears?
Not really.
How about now?
Ah, okay. There we go. We always have this problem.
I blame you.
And this is self-professed bad DJ.
Haha. Anyway. That was two songs. The first one was Grizzly Bear with Wasted Acres. Second one was Washed Out with You and I. And this in the background here is Rye, who Teddy said yesterday is not that good. But
he's
wrong.
I didn't say they were not that good. I said they were fine. I don't like, they're not my favorite. I don't dislike them. What?
You can't hear it, but I'm giving him a very stern look.
They're good. I just...
Whatever. Anyway, anything we want to share?
Not really.
On the radio?
Not really.
Okay. Well, we're going to keep playing music. Some of it will be Rye. That's not true, actually. I'm not paying any Rye this week. But the background will be Rye. And yeah, it's going to be good. It's going to be a good time. This is my third to the last show.
Very sad.
Yeah.
Probably. Get a show if you wanted.
That's yeah, actually, number. announcement for the listeners is that I just got a job, so I'm gonna be in the area next year. Thinking about Arlington. If anyone's trying to get rid of an apartment, let me know. So maybe I could get a show. We'll see. We'll see. What are you doing?
Getting a different chair.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna play some music now because. I am, but if you just tuned in, you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, and here is Astronomy. 3 days.
I wanna get something out of my head. I wanna get it out of doing the retread. Those negative vibes that I get with you, before I realized I was in a slough. I never really thought about it, I never cared. Something's holding me back, it's in the back of my head. I never really thought about it, I never cared. Something's holding me back, it's in the back of my head.
Thank you. flowers dying in the kitchen, but I don't want to throw them away. Petals fall like chips of paint, all the color stripped away. You keep saying we can change, but you won't even look my way.
Listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Tufts. Sorry, WMFO Medford, Tufts Earphone Radio. We just had a whole bunch of music. Uh-oh. Hello, microphone. We had Astronomy with Don't Need You from the Rest in Paradise EP. World Sick by Broken Social Scene. Sorcha Richardson's new song, Waking Life. It's a single. I love her. She's amazing. You should look her up if you don't know Sorcha Richardson. And then just then was Baby Love by Niloufer Yanya. Just a single. We've been in here working on job stuff, working on apartment stuff. Is there anything fun to share, Teddy?
Not particularly.
Your microphone isn't on.
Classic problem in this studio.
With this particular DJ.
Yes. No, I don't have anything.
You have nothing fun to share. Okay. Well, thanks for boring the listeners.
All two of them.
For our next section of not of talking, Teddy's going to read a PSA. So get ready for that. 16 listeners.
It's going to be a wild time.
that's the goal. The goal is a wild time. So stay tuned. Stay tuned in. We really need to work on our banter. It's really, really low quality banter. I mostly blame this guy here because he's obviously not an expert at DJing like I am. So he's just not even, well, I apologize to everyone who's listening for this atrocity that is Teddy. But for now, we're gonna listen to Pet Fangs, which is the name of the band, apparently. Please enjoy.
I just wanna be with you so that
look at this. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. First of all, first order of business is a big shout out to my very good friend, Maya Sutton-Smith, who's listening to us from Connecticut College. I hope you're having a fantastic week.
The double
week.
C.
The double C.
Do people say that out there?
I really don't
call
think so.
Call in.
I think that they, I think they call it con.
Call in to annoy Haley, please.
I think they call it con.
Please,
I have gotten way better at answering the phone. Excuse you.
That would be so great.
I would love it if you
it would. It. There's like a panic that happens. It's amazing.
Teddy has been a terrible guest, so now he's just making it work.
I would argue that, Teddy, that Teddy's been one of your best guests.
You were myself not here included for, the, ever. For the worst part of it. Teddy... Are you going to read that one?
Yeah.
We just... But Chris read that one.
I want to go to that.
I want people to know.
I want to go to that. You guys want to go?
If you would like to call in, the number is 855-915-9636. Maya wants to call in.
Yes.
And I will put her on air, and she'll show you, because she's a nice person.
All right.
Who will do it to be nice to me.
We have a PSA.
Cool.
We have a PSA, which is, the Museum of Science presents a mirror maze. The Museum of Science presents a mirror maze, Numbers in Nature, an interactive and immersive new traveling exhibit that exposes and explains the mathematical patterns that surround us every day in the natural world. From nested spirals of sunflower seeds, to the ridges of a majestic mountain range, to the layout of the universe. The 1,700 square foot elaborate mirror maze includes an immersive theater, plenty of hands-on activities for the whole family, plus fun dead ends, and a small secret room hidden within. Throughout this interactive experience, you'll come to appreciate the beauty of our world through numbers. For more information on the Mirror Maze exhibit, which is included with the exhibit hall's admission, as well as everything else that's going on at the Museum of Science, check out the museum's website at mos.org. That's mos.org.
Hello.
Or call 617-723-2500.
Do you want to go
this
on
has
air?
Been a public service message from the Museum of Science and your math science loving friends here at WMFO Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Math and science.
So, we have a very special guest. Maya.
Hello, everyone.
Oh, hello, Maya.
Hello, Maya.
Hi. Teddy.
Teddy, you did a fine job with the PSA that you sound like kind of like a nerd, just so you know.
I figured this is also, like, is this a PSA or is it an advertisement? I don't know that the Museum of Science is a nonprofit. Like,
It has to be for it to be legally... discussed on air, so fingers crossed. The Museum of Science.
Hey man, yeah, go to the Museum of Science and buy stuff, I guess. I'm the implant
said,
for them. That place is great. I don't know what you're talking
about. You're the mole.
Yeah.
Anyway, Maya, the question that was posed to you is
okay.
is do people call Connecticut College the double C? Because
you know, but to be honest, I have never heard anyone say that before.
Well, Nate said that a minute ago, and I said, that's not a thing people say. And then he said, you have to call in to answer the question. And now we know people have spoken.
Thank you so much, Maya.
You're welcome. Glad to inform
you should calling it the double C. That's exactly, because like, I don't know. I didn't even know that Connecticut College was a thing until I moved to New England. And then all of a sudden, you know.
That can be your legacy. That can be your legacy, Maya.
I'm worried I just don't have enough time to have it really catch on before graduation, you know? But you know what? I'll do my best. Thanks for the suggestion.
You're at the height. If you're a senior, then you're at the height of your influence.
That's
right
true.
Now. Yeah, so now, is, if you're going to change anything, now's the time.
You should just like walk past tour groups and really loudly say, I love the double C, don't you?
Make a shirt, right?
In the mind of future students.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. Make a shirt, right? This is the double C on it. And then when people ask you about it, propagate the information.
That sounds like the worst way to have, that's like the worst possible campaign. It's like one weirdo is just being like, this is what it is now, and everyone's like, no, it's not.
But you're getting that, no, I don't know.
I can't wait for that weirdo to graduate.
You have to be slightly more like a little under the radar than that. Speaking of weirdos who propagate weird things, guess who's going to be interviewed at WMFO in the very near future?
Vermin Supreme
really?
Himself
what?
Is coming to Tufts.
My boy.
And we're going to interview him.
Who's what? Under what context is he coming to Tufts?
I could not tell you, but
Is he going to get debated?
It's kind of a rumor, but I'm choosing to spread it until it comes true.
I would love to like see him debated with like the student group or something like that. That would be great.
Can we do Tusk Republicans versus Freeman Supreme?
I'd love that.
Ooh,
that sounds like the best possible debate that could ever happen.
That's the cage match that I've been waiting for. That'd be great. I'd come to that. I'd definitely come to that.
Get dunked on.
What?
Get dunked on.
Get dunked on. Watch Vermin Supreme get dunked on.
Oh, no. Watch
the Tusk Republicans get dunked on by Vermin Supreme.
I've seen Vermin Supreme around. He's about.
He's about with his boot.
With his boot.
With his head boot.
And his white jumpsuit. Yeah. It's kind of dirty.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah.
He's busy cleaning up Tusk Republicans, so... No one laughed. Come on, guys. Give me something. Give me something. That was great. Okay. We're going to play the end of the show here. Maya, thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah.
I would like to point out that there was no panic and no problem technically with my answering the call.
And she did great.
Haley, I'm so proud of you.
Thank you so much. You're my most supportive friend.
You know, I've been your biggest cheerleader since ninth grade. So.
This is very true. Maya posted on her friend Instagram when I got a job, and it was very supportive.
Oh, good. Did you tell everybody you got a job? Because that's a big deal.
I did mention it. I've been talking about it a lot on my show.
Everybody, Haley has a job.
Thank you, Maya.
That's what I'm talking about. You are employed. You're going to be paying taxes, okay?
I already pay taxes.
Well... That's true.
I never got my tax return.
You're going to have to pay more now.
Yeah, you're going to have to pay more now. Massachusetts is where you got health insurance probably, right? Maybe?
I'm staying with my parents.
Okay.
Because this is a temporary job.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah,
I'm like dipping my toe in the adult world and be like, no, yeah, just kidding.
This is it's fine. My car is in my parents' name.
Actually, I think it's going to be in my name.
No, that's a big step.
Are you saying your car's in your parents' name?
No, my car's in mine. I am completely divorced of all
of all parents.
I pay all my own bills.
Cell phone bill. That'll be new. But the question I have is, when do you go off your parents' Netflix?
Never.
Oh, okay, great.
So I guess your parents don't pay all your bills.
Because here's the thing. No. Here's the deal with Netflix. You just don't have it. Or if you have access to it, then like you have access to it.
Are you saying you don't have Netflix?
I have access to Netflix. I'm not paying for it. But that's like the case. That's the situation with like five, every like one out of every five people.
Whose Netflix do you use? Do you know?
I mean, I do know. I'm not going to say it.
Do they know?
They know because I have my own account within their Netflix. It has my name on it.
Wow. Someone's not a real adult.
But it's one of those things, I would say, like, in general, yeah, when do you get your own Netflix? When do you get your own, like,
when you get off the family plan of your phone?
The cell phone is different, too, because the family plan is, like...
So much cheaper.
It's so much cheaper. So you gotta have, like, you gotta go in with people.
Teddy's on his own phone plan already because he broke the rules.
You got ousted from your own family plan.
There never really was a family plan, because my dad, like, is very, like, nitpicky about his phone, so he changes, like, providers, like, once a year. But, yeah, I did a bad thing.
That's what I'm talking about.
Smoking some doobies.
Oh my god, you can't talk about that on air.
and
by doobies, okay, means chocolate kisses.
That's definitely not sandwiches.
It's sandwiches from How I Met Your Mother. That's how you did sandwiches. Subway sandwiches.
Yeah. Subway sandwiches. He was consuming Subway sandwiches while living under his parents' roof.
Exactly.
Got him in real big trouble.
But no, when it comes to all those accounts and stuff like that, you don't need... Sorry, I just cut you off. I saw you were jumping. You were like, I gotta end this. No, I think it's one of those, like, Amazon Prime, all that stuff is just, like, however you can get it. But no, the big stuff, cable,